From jewelry shop owners to tour operators, Ketchikan's cruise ship industry appears to be suffering the effects of a weakened global economy. As KRBD's Gianna Garrison reports, industry officials say they expected a downturn in sales this season. While some have been pleasantly surprised, others say they had no way of planning for the drop in sales they're seeing this summer.
Last season was very slow, and we was thinking this season going to be slow, but not like this.
It's bad.
It's very, very bad.
That's Abdu Asik from Asik Jewelers in downtown Ketchikan. Asik is standing in an empty store and polishing a large diamond ring as he talks about his decline in business this summer.
Compared to last season, it dropped off at least 65 to 70% of drop off. And even last season, compared to the season before, it dropped off like 50 to 45% off.
This is Asik's ninth year selling jewelry in Ketchikan. He says he's never seen sales so bad, even when there were far fewer cruise ship passengers visiting the region. Scanlan Gallery owner Susan Peters says she had expected a downturn this summer, and so far that's what she's seen.
People are still hesitating, not, spending what they would. They may be traveling, but they're not, buying for themselves or others as much.
Like Asik, Peter says less expensive items account for most of her sales this summer. Down the street at Exploration Gallery, owner Diane Nabb says she's seeing less customers walk through her doors. Those who do are spending more money.
We're all creatures of habit, and if you got a cheap cruise ticket, you're going to spend money on nice items when you get to town. So I'm finding people are still spending.
To make up for the decline in customers, Nabb says she's cut her summer staff. Craig Carson is part owner in several curio and T-shirt shops in downtown Ketchikan. He says his customers are spending less. There is, however, one bright spot this season for most retailers.
Sales have been soft, but maybe not as soft as they could be. We really appreciate having all the good weather. I don't know who there is to thank for that, but the good weather's made a big difference in getting the passengers off the ship and getting them in the stores.
Carson says a majority of his customers are looking for sale and promotional items this summer. Ketchikan Visitors Bureau Executive Director Patty Mackey says higher-end businesses appear to be taking the biggest hit this summer.
You could probably say that the more high-end tours and purchases that people might be making are probably on the slow side, with people looking for more bargains and not to spend as much money.
Now you're going to see a true artist at work.
Over at the Great Alaska Lumberjack Show, the bleachers are packed. Excursions offered by the company run anywhere from $40 to $80 a person. Owner Rob Shear says he expects that most tourism-related companies are going to see a drop in business this summer.
We at the Great Alaska Lumberjack Show are experiencing a net in our tourism side, the show side, but our, the volume in retail is down much more than that. The retail, no matter how we fortify it, if we put in cheaper goods or whatever, the retail, the dollars are just not coming out of the wallet. And we're experiencing that here. No matter how strong our tour is, we're capturing less dollars per person.
With passenger numbers expected to decline again next summer, Shear says he expects some tour companies will be forced to close. Norwegian Cruise Lines, Holland America Line, Royal Caribbean, Cruise West, and Princess have all announced that they're either pulling ships out of or reducing port calls to Ketchikan next summer. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.